on great radio stations all across America. It's The National Defense with Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry.
The National Defense is made possible by Ford. Go further. By The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. By Subway. Get the Subway footlong sub of the day for just $6. It's a different featured footlong every day of the week. The Subway $6 footlong sub of the day. At participating restaurants, extras additional plus tax, no additional discounts or coupons applied. By PenFed Credit Union. PenFed's got great rates for everyone. And by Sam's Club. Sam's Club is thanking those who serve. Active and former members of the U.S. military are invited to join or renew their membership with up to a $25 gift card simply for signing up. Join or renew today. See Club for details.
This is the National Defense, Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry. And Jerry, as always, our dedication.
Hey, this show's for you, the men and women serving in our military. It's for the millions of veterans out there, and it's for all their families. We're here for you. We love you. God bless you.
Great to have somebody from Ford Motor Company.
Well, from Detroit area.
And Detroit.
It's better yet.
Of course, on the program. Ford's great partner of the National Defense. And this is a special story because it's all about an Armed Forces Reserve lieutenant. Todd Brooks is going to be talking about their programs there. And I had no idea, to be honest with you, how many how many veterans were employed by Ford Motor Company.
Oh, yeah.
I assumed, you know, there were a lot, but Todd is with us right now. Todd, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic, and I hope you're as well.
Absolutely, man. Thank you so much for coming on. You've been with Ford for, what, 23 years?
Well, actually, today, June 7th, I'm celebrating my 24th year being
with Ford. Hey! Congratulations.
Congratulations. Happy anniversary.
Well, thank you.
Obviously, you're happy working for Ford. That's a long time.
Right.
It has been a very long time, and it has been an incredible journey, and Ford is a fantastic company to work for.
And what a change over the years.
Yeah.
All kinds of ups and downs, but Ford Motor Company, even in the worst of times, is, you know, they've not only survived, but they've been ahead of the group, you might say.
Yeah, Ford has been ahead. We're very proud with kind of the turnaround that Mr. Mullally was able to take the company kind of out of the dark times and bring us to very profitable times and not have to do it with the bailout of the government. So that worked out very well.
Yeah. You know, let's talk about this Ford Veterans Network group a little bit here, Todd, and kind of starting with your story, because, you know, we talk about this on the show all the time about companies, and we love to recognize companies that work with especially reservists.
Yeah.
You know, and that's such a problem with a lot of people. Right.
There's too many of them that, you know, if you're a reservist, you're in trouble.
Right.
But first of all, if you're a reservist, you're not going to get the job.
Yeah. Yep.
And
then if you are, it's going to be tough for you to keep it because
if you're deployed, you come back and there's supposed to be laws against it and rules.
Right.
But, unfortunately, those rules aren't followed. But Ford just by Todd's heard Todd's experience is a strong supporter of our reserves.
Yeah, because multiple deployments and everything else, right?
How many times you've been deployed?
Ford really went above and beyond. We've always kind of Ford family taking care of it, but I mean that essence really rings true. Like just within the treatment that you get within the company, I've been called away on two very long deployments in 2008-2009. I was in Iraq for 13 months, and then my most recent deployment, September 14 through January of 2016,
wow,
for over 15 months, and nothing but incredible support the entire time I was gone for both deployments. The care packages that were sent over for me and my teams,
wow,
and sometimes the areas where we were at, we didn't really have a whole lot, and it was really amazing.
I mean, that's strong. You know, not only are they accepting of veterans, they're supporting and
and it's going to make a huge difference, Todd, while you're deployed, knowing that, you're not going to be greeted with hostility of any kind when you're going to be able to go back to work, welcomed with open arms,
right,
and your service is appreciated.
Absolutely. And how you touched on it earlier, talking about, you know, the life of a reservist and how our nation basically since 9/11. You look at the traditional weekend warrior, whether you're in the reserves or National Guard.
That's history.
You know, most folks did their 2 weeks a year,
yep,
and kind of the one weekend a month. And 9/11, that changed the landscape for everybody.
Sure.
Yep.
And the National Guard and Reserve has become an operational component, more or less, to augment our active duty forces because they've been stretched so thin. And that's put an incredible burden not only on the service members but on the corporations that they work, especially any of the smaller corporations or smaller businesses.
Right.
But it even hurts even in the larger businesses. And I know my team, people are kind of isolated from it. If you don't have any military around, if you're not near, I guess I would say, a large fleet concentration area like your Norfolk or your San Diego where mm-hmm. you're seeing, you know, sailors moving in and out. But, you know, in the Midwest where you don't have large military concentrations, people get affected. You know, when you leave your job, they realize, wow, this is for real.
Right.
And it was amazing to have the support when I was over in Iraq. My team at my department, I really didn't need much when I was in Iraq. And they said, look, we want to help you. And I said, well, we interface a lot with the kids when we're out in town. And in about a month, I had gotten over 30 boxes of stuffed animals and coloring books wow. that we could give to the kids when we rolled into town.
That's great.
I've got some photos that I cherish that, you know, the kids just giving me these giant bear hugs, and it was just an amazing, amazing time.
And by doing that, you know, I don't know if people understand the significance of that or not, but by doing those things, you're sowing the seeds. That's a future generation there.
Right.
Who will remember the American.
That's right.
Who was so kind and gave them stuffed animals. And hopefully it's going to make a huge difference down the line
right.
somewhere.
Yeah, we can definitely hope for the best. And like I said, the hugs and the tears coming from the kids just touched my heart. And when I was able to get back and share that story with them and share the photos, they, you know, were just elated that, you know, they were able to make a difference in somebody's life. So it was pretty cool.
And Ford Motor Company's got a long, long-standing tradition and history of giving back to the community.
Absolutely.
You know, I can remember my days of growing up in Detroit and always hearing about what Ford has done here and there and seemingly everywhere. When you hear the saying about the company's part of the community.
Right.
For a long time,
oh, yeah.
Ford was the community.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Henry Ford, I mean, really, this kind of kicked off. You talk about a long-standing history. It really dates back to 1919.
That's a
Henry
long
Ford
time.
Began,
wow.
Yeah, that's an unbelievable long time. And, you know, coming up on 100 years here.
Wow.
Henry Ford began hiring, you know, disabled veterans coming out of World War One, and then in 1922, Ford started organizing cross-country caravan of 50 Model Ts
yeah.
to take disabled veterans to conventions and help get them treatment. So, I mean, that's pretty amazing history.
And now they got 6,000 of them.
Yeah, exactly.
6,000 hourly and salaried veterans.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people,
that's
yeah.
a lot of people. And we typically have, right now, I think our numbers are around 330, 350 active, you know, National Guard or Reserve employees. Mm. So, you know, a lot of support and, you know, very proud the company got in 2011 was submitted for the Secretary of Defense Freedom Award. And in 2011, we secured and won that award. So it was great to kind of chalk that up and kind of recognize
right.
the incredible support that Ford Motor Company provides our servicemen and women.
And you guys established the Veterans Network Group in 2007. What was that for, Todd, originally?
Well, really, it was myself and about five other folks. We had been trying to get kind of an employee resource group. We recognized the burden on some of our employees leaving once they kind of leave the company, not really having that. You know, when you're active duty, most of us have come from active duty backgrounds before we started working at Ford. You have that support group on a base, you know, whether it's the Wives Club or just your fellow squadron members, whatever it is, you have that interlaced support network. When you're, you know, the civilian out working in the private sector, once you leave and go off on your military duty, it's like you're out of sight, out of mind.
Right,
and
yep.
we wanted to bridge that gap to be able to provide that lifeline, help people navigate through the corporate HR and figure out what they have to do for the support. And then also, because of the folks coming back from Iraq, you know, my personal experiences, it can be extremely difficult.
Mm.
And part of that reintegration, helping folks get reacclimated at work, helping their families while they're away, basically doing anything that we can to just, you know, to help.
Yeah, and, you know, that's so important, too, when you're talking about a company as big as Ford. You know, you've got these thousands and thousands and thousands of employees, and to get this group together where you have that one common bond, especially with veterans, that's so important.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Todd, listen, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for your service, and thanks to Ford for, you know, what they're doing for veterans. It's fantastic.
Well, thank you.
And listen,
and thank you for letting me share the story.
Absolutely, anytime. And if you guys are doing anything special or you got a project coming up, please let us know so we can get the word out.
Oh, that would be great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Todd. We'll be right
back. Have a great day, guys.
You too. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
The National Defense is made possible by United Airlines, proud to employ veterans across our entire airline, and by CVS and the CVS Minute Clinics, the cure for the common weight.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry. Jerry, I got to tell you, I love doing the show, but this may be the most excited I've been about a guest or guests in a long time.
Yeah, we've had a lot of authors. Yeah. We've had a lot of producers.
A lot of great guests.
We've had people, you know, films on the internet. But I got to tell you something. I agree with you. You and I are twisted and we're warped.
Yes.
And maybe that's part of it. But this is, I just love this.
Well,
I love it.
It's so funny because when I first asked you about this, you know, we heard about the interview and I said, have you ever seen this movie? And you said, yeah, I love it. And I had not seen the movie, so I go to the trailer. Well, I can't wait to see it. I haven't seen it, but the trailer just makes you want to see this movie. And the way it was done, we got the guys that did it. Nick Palmisano and Tim O'Donnell are on with us. Nick and Tim, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks so much for having us.
No,
yeah, same here, man.
Thank you so much for being on here. And so Tim is not a veteran. Nick, you are a veteran. What's your military background?
I was an infantry officer. I spent 6 years as an infantry officer. Before that, 4 years at West Point. Basically, this stereotype of an officer.
What? I hope not.
He wrote the book.
Who'd you serve with?
I was with 136 Infantry, which was out of Germany, and I spent some time as a Ranger instructor at 4th RTB.
Okay.
Well, thank you for your service. Who had this crazy idea to do this? I mean, basically, you collected a whole bunch of people that had no idea what they were doing, all veterans, and you said, let's make a movie, right?
And then they made a movie by making a movie.
Yeah, right.
So my friends, Vincent Vargas and Jared Taylor, came to me and said, we've got this idea for a zombie comedy. And
no, not another zombie comedy.
If it's prefaced with zombie, I got to watch it.
You're in. Yeah,
I'm
right.
And they said, we want you to help us do it. And so what then took place was about a year of prep work where we were working on the script and figuring out how do you actually make a movie. We tried to talk to Hollywood and get them to kind of fund it. None of that went through. So then we came up with a plan of just, hey, we're going to crowdsource this from the veteran community, and we're going to see what happens. And we thought we could get, about $350,000 to make, like, this tiny little B flick, and it would be a cool accomplishment that everybody could enjoy. And then we hit that goal in the first 36 hours of being on crowd on Indiegogo, and ended up raising about $1.1 million and also got some great sponsors.
Wow, what a cool, right there is a cool story.
Yeah, that's an accomplishment.
We're standing guard with the truth, the National Defense.
United Airlines Foundation is built with a strong connection to the military. We take great pride in employing military veterans in virtually every facet of our company. From pilots to technical operations and across our entire airline, veterans are core to United's DNA. We are committed to our community and providing support to organizations for veterans and military personnel. We also fly tens of thousands of U.S. servicemen and women on military charter flights to locations around the globe. Learn about career opportunities at united.com. United, fly the friendly skies.
Sam's Club is thanking those who serve with up to a $25 gift card simply for signing up. So whether you're an active or former member of the U.S. military, we invite you to join or renew your membership, where you can get thousands of dollars in instant savings, where you'll find fresh foods and unexpected treasures at low prices every day, where saving time is possible with the convenience of scan-and-go checkout. Stop by or visit samsclub.com/military for more. Thank you for your service. Join or renew today.
Founded in 1919 by a U.S. Army veteran, Hilton is one of the largest and fastest-growing hospitality companies in the world. With nearly 5,000 hotels in 104 countries, we have a long legacy supporting servicemen and women and their families. In the past 3 years, we've hired over 10,000 veterans and military spouses. From supply management and hotel operations to sales and engineering, Hilton offers a world of opportunity. To learn more, go to jobs.hilton.com/military.
From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, from Custer's ranks to Patton's tanks, we sail the seven seas and patrol the wild blue yonder. Our troops are the first line of defense for our nation. ADT Security is grateful for your service. ADT is the first line of defense for the things that matter most to you. ADT Security has been in business over 140 years, and we know being safe isn't simple. That's why we have 365 24/7 monitoring to protect your peace of mind. Call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
This is the National Defense.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. Here's the short answer about how often your kids should lather up their locks.
Shampoo should be every other time or every time that you get into the bath or shower.
Pediatric dermatologist Dr. Dawn Davis says you can fine-tune this suggestion by considering your child's hair type, age, and his or her activity level. The American Academy of Dermatology recommends more shampooing when your child's hair or scalp appears oily and when children get older and become more active. The exception to these rules is for some children of color.
Patients who are of African descent tend to have coarser, drier, and more brittle and fragile hair than non-African patients.
Dr. Davis says too much shampooing can damage hair. In this case, she recommends shampooing once every 7 to 10 days and simply rinsing with water when necessary. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Plus size fashion lovers, this is the sale you've been waiting for. Most everything you need or want for summer is on sale now at Catherine's Plus Sizes. It's a semi-annual sale featuring our lowest prices of the season, in stores and online. Save on bras, panties, shorts, capris, dresses, and tops in sizes 0X to 5X at Catherine's Plus Sizes. And for 3 days only, this Friday through Sunday, save 40% off swimwear. That's right. Our lowest prices of the season on select swimwear are even lower this Friday through Sunday at Catherine's Plus Sizes. Save 40% off all swimwear this Friday through Sunday only. It's a semi-annual sale at Catherine's Plus Sizes, in stores and online at Catherine's.com. Visit Catherine's.com for locations. Catherine's, we fit you beautifully.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
In Alamosa, Colorado, and hundreds of other cities, you must have a license to own a dog or a hamster or many other pets, but not a cat. Maybe they want to encourage cat ownership, as governments have done for centuries. Ancient Egyptians so valued the cat's prowess in keeping the rats under control, they made it a capital crime to kill a cat. Some cats were mummified and buried with their owners, a bond thousands of cat lovers to this day can understand. But why the double standard with other pet licenses? Why would the town council encourage cats but discourage dogs? Maybe if we all looked through the lens of liberty, we would see that every license gives power to the government at the expense of our freedom.
All regulations curtail freedom, but we can fix that. Find out how at lensofliberty.org.
Staples knows that when the leave-behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
The National Defense is made possible by ADT Security. For over 140 years, your first line of defense. And by Hilton Hotels. With over 10,000 veterans and military spouses hired in the last 3 years, Hilton offers a world of opportunity. Visit jobs.hilton.com/military.
First positions, everyone! Stand by for camera set.
I was going to stab her with this one, like, a couple times.
Yeah.
Because it's retractable, and then I was just going to, like, slice the back of her neck.
That's genius.
All right, background! This is my helmet.
I definitely don't share my humor at family gatherings because no one gets it and I get strange looks.
I think it's kind of a little darker sense of humor from being in the military. We just kind of run out of jokes, and so nothing's off limits.
Even stuff that I feel like is obviously funny, like I'll drop something and just be like, oh, I'm all thumbs. Everyone around me is just like, ah. I'm like, no, I realize I don't have hands.
When I was deployed on a ship for 6 months at a time, my escape from reality was movies.
If it was a military movie, it was either us in combat killing or dying, or guys coming back home and having a problem. What this movie does is, man, it kind of brings you into the fold, into how we perceive things. And you watching, yeah, is it dark? Sure it is, man. But, I mean, our humor's got to be dark because of the life we live in.
You're literally picking up a f***ing human being off the ground that clacked himself off, and it should be super serious. But at the same time, you're like, man, how else are you going to deal with this? A coping mechanism to allow you to move through those things is humor.
3, 2, 1, bang! Mother! Not my left one!
There's a couple of Medal Honor winners here.
I know, baby. I know. It's awesome.
To me, this is the biggest miracle project I've ever worked on. Every step of the way, I've said, there's no way these guys will do it. There's no way. There's no way. There's no way.
So you're doing this in 13 yes! days?
Crazy, right?
Because 13 days, that is not a lot for this script. It's a big script.
Yeah. The average Hollywood movie films 3 pages a day. We filmed 8 to 12 pages a day, every day. The pace was blistering.
And cut. Hey, we're gonna punch in.
He can't hear me.
No. I have to end it.
You're basically actually coming down the road. You're not in compliance with your premise.
Understood.
No. Please, don't touch me. This is very clear. This is the last thing.
I guess this is just the way Hollywood works. Right now, we're behind. Every day that we're filming costs us 50 plus K. This is kind of intense. So every minute that we lose, is kind of a big deal.
You want to test friendships, produce a movie together. This is about 50 times that joint Hawaii vacation.
We're running on just pure momentum and drive right now.
That's what's the motivator for, I think, a lot of us in this community, is to succeed because of the people that made this possible.
You're the fellows who altered your life to do the job. It certainly was a sacrifice. And all of us who didn't do it should be very much aware of it.
Welcome back. Okay, so the sound you hear, welcome back to the National Defense. That's from the trailer from a great movie called Not a War Story. Well, and, you know, when you see it, you understand, you get it immediately that all of these veterans, they feel so comfortable with each other. And like Jerry was talking about, the girl that you were referencing, she has no arms. And she's got, well, actually in the trailer, she's got knives attached to each one of, and so,
oh my God.
You know, they're doing all this, and she's just talking about how she can be herself around other veterans. She can make, and there's one part where she says, you know, when I'm with my family or friends or whatever, and I say, I drop something and I say, oh, I'm all thumbs, you know, they get all nervous and weird. And she goes, yeah. I know I don't have any arms.
Yeah.
You know, and,
yeah.
And
she
and,
deals with it. Yeah.
And that kind of dark, yeah. dark humor, which a lot of veterans absolutely.
Absolutely.
You have to have.
Listen, I've gone through, you know, I'm a lot older than you guys. Not only Vietnam, but I've been to Iraq and several times in Afghanistan with the grunts, and people don't get me.
Yeah.
They don't. Most often, I find humor in places, well, I probably shouldn't find humor in it, but I do.
Yeah.
And so it's so nice to, I feel like I'm connected to this simply for that reason. You know, what you're doing is you're connecting a whole bunch of sick right. sons of bitches.
That's right. That's yeah. right. That's right.
to this film.
Well, and Nick and Tim, it's called Not a War Story. It's the documentary part. The movie, the zombie movie, is Range 15.
Range 15. Right. And that's what I saw.
First of all, where do you see it? Where do you see any of this?
So Range 15 was and is on iTunes and Amazon, but it premiered in 600 theaters nationwide. And kind of hit the top of the charts on Amazon and iTunes for about a week and a half.
That's cool.
So you can still get it there, and then you can get the DVD online as well. But Not a War Story is going to premiere at the Samuel Goldwyn Theater in Beverly Hills, which is the same theater that they host the Oscars at.
Wow.
And, it's pretty crazy. Tim and I have had the support of a woman by the name of Asal Ravandi, who was a Hollywood exec, and then volunteered for the military during the height of 9/11 because she's of Pakistani descent and speaks Pashto, Urdu, et cetera.
Wow.
And they needed so she was out there, you know, with infantry units translating.
Wow.
And then came back and was like, I still want to do Hollywood, but I want to do it for people that I like. And so
cool.
So she kind of has opened some doors for us that we would have never been able to open ourselves. So, you know, a lot of what we've done has been hard work, but we've also been blessed to kind of fall into the laps of a few people that have really tried to advance the cause.
Well, we'd sure like to be able to help you out, and I hope by having you on the show that does some good. But, man, I wish everybody could see this. I really do.
When is the premiere?
The premiere is going to be June 30th.
June 30th, okay. And then after that, it's going to be available, I guess, on Amazon and some other places?
Yeah, it all depends, right? So this is kind of a weird one for us. The first time, we just kind of ignore Hollywood because they didn't like us. So we
right.
had to do it all ourselves. This time around, we've got some pretty important people showing up to watch this. So I don't know if it's going to get, you know, if we're going to have somebody like, you know, Paramount or Lionsgate come in and buy
wow.
it or if we're, you know, so the worst case is, once again, we'll do iTunes and Amazon, but, you know, there's a chance that this thing might end up being, you know, kind of a bigger deal. So we're excited about it.
You know, it just shows you when you do something for the right reason, you know,
yeah.
how successful you can be. And I also saw that, because it's mandatory now, I don't know if it's a law, but it's a guideline. Well, William Shatner has to be in your movie. And he was, right?
He was.
We've had him on the show. He's a character.
He's great, yeah.
He is a character. And he is the first guy, he is the first actor to sign on. He was the first guy to say, I'll do it. And once he said he would do it, suddenly everybody else,
right.
you know, kind of started dropping out of nowhere. But I will tell you that despite his status, despite his age, he was by far the most prepared actor. He knew
really?
All of his lines and had three different ways he could deliver them
wow.
and asked us what our preference was.
Really?
It was really impressive.
So,
like, I have nothing bad to say about that guy at all.
Wow.
He was impressive.
That's pretty cool. And it really gives you a lot, a greater respect for, you know, his approach to those kind of things, too.
And he's really funny. I mean, remember
yeah, right.
when we had him on
oh,
the show? He was a hoot.
He does it all.
Yeah.
He sings, he dances.
He rides horses.
He rides horses. He's in zombie movies. What has been the reaction from people, from the people that were in the movie? What has been your feedback from them about all the attention it's receiving and the people that have seen it?
I think it varies depending on who it is. You know, the guys from Ranger Up and the guys from Article 15, we're kind of used to doing a lot of social media stuff, so a lot of people know us from videos on the internet and stuff. But a lot of the people that kind of came on to just, you know, help, like the people that volunteered to be zombies, the people that, you know, like Mary Daig, who came in and kind of stole the show, they're getting a lot more attention than they ever did before. Mm. And it's really cool. Like, it's cool that, you know, normal people, you know, are getting some attention for
right.
doing, like, a really cool project. Because,
right.
because I'll tell you, like, without everyone's efforts on this, like, you know, people say that all the time, but I'm telling you, like, we were on set, and Tim did a great job of capturing this, but we were on set. People I did not know walked up, like, in the middle of a crisis that I was trying to resolve while simultaneously getting ready to shoot a scene, and guy just grabbed me on the shoulder and said, "Hey, Nick, I know you don't know me, but, like, I've got this. Go and shoot your scene." And for
wow.
some reason, I had, like, I trusted him. I was like, okay, random person I just met, but I'm going to trust you with this multi-million-dollar, you know, project that I've spent 3 years. And, like, they, in every single situation, people came through.
Wow.
Well,
Yeah, so I think too, like, the other part of this film is, like, how difficult it is to make a movie. You know, like,
yeah.
making an independent film is a huge challenge, and so many people that have been, you know, in the Hollywood community fail over time and time again. Projects get written,
sure.
they start production, and they don't make it through. So, you know, on the civilian side, I've been talking to a lot of people about this, and they're super interested in just seeing, you know, this kind of B-movie, crazy, over-the-top zombie apocalypse film get made. And it's kind of an interesting way into the lives and insight of veterans. It's got a few things to this documentary, you know, more than just this story about veterans. It's the story of, you know, sort of an underdog story of this group of guys that, like, just said they weren't going to quit, you know, and push through and some of the most challenging moments you'd ever get. But it's the veterans, you know, it's a group of veterans that came together to do it.
And when they say, hey, I got this, you know, it's like being, you know, you go out on a mission and somebody says, you assume that they got this.
They got it.
Yeah.
Right.
And if
yeah.
they tell you they got it, you believe it. You don't necessarily know that person
right.
that well.
Yeah.
You know, but... yeah, it's great.
I can't wait to see the documentary. I want to see the documentary.
I don't get enthused. I don't get excited.
Yeah.
I'm cynical. I'm jaded. I'm old.
You're
and
not
I'm
that good looking.
Broke down and I'm grouchy.
Right.
But I'm telling you, I'm excited about this.
We have a lot in common.
I'm excited and I'm so enthusiastic about this. Man,
I
hope everybody gets,
yep.
has opportunity to see it.
Yep.
I appreciate it.
Well, guys, is there anything else you want to let people know about this or anything else you want to mention?
You know, the one thing I would say is I don't think that there has been a more, you know, a more perfect example of what the veteran community is capable of than this movie.
Hmm.
And that's why I want people to see the documentary. Like, I understand that with Range 15, the actual zombie movie, some people love it, some people hate it. I'm completely comfortable with that, but I want people to see the documentary because I want people to understand the veteran community and
yeah.
see that we are not broken. We are also not perfect. We are regular people that for a period of time signed up to do a mission and have a trust in each other and the community that I don't think you can replicate anywhere else. I think with fewer and fewer people serving as a percentage of the population.
Right.
We need projects like this. We need people to see it.
Amen. Well said,
man,
brother.
Very well said, yeah. Hey, listen, you guys, congratulations and good luck with the documentary. Nick Palmisano, Tim O'Donnell from Not a War Story. Thank you so much for the time. Really, really enjoyed talking to you.
Thanks for having us. Thank you, gentlemen.
Take care.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense. Welcome back to National Defense. Randy Miller, Jerry Newberry, and another Minute Clinic Minute from CVS, and Army veteran and Minute Clinic nurse practitioner Holly Kautz. I hate these. We're going to talk about ticks. I absolutely hate them. Holly, what do you do with ticks? I mean, besides just get them off you.
Pour salt on them?
Yeah, they are absolutely disgusting. I mean, the best thing to do is to try to prevent even having it happen to you. And so you would do that by wearing long sleeves, long pants,
right,
socks pulled up. They do tend to live on the ground, and so they get on your ankles and they'll migrate up. If you do get one, you want to be really careful to get some tweezers and pull it out from the head. You don't want to just squeeze that swollen belly. And then one of the dangers is that you could leave the head under the skin, which could cause some irritation and some infection. And so you want to be really careful to gently pull it out. One of the things I'd like to say is don't use some of those old wives' tale treatments like nail polish around it, petroleum jelly, or heat. They do not help you remove the tick, and they can actually cause injury. So come to the Minute Clinic if you need help getting it out. And certainly if you feel like you have a secondary infection from having a tick, definitely come and see us.
Well, and Lyme disease.
That's serious stuff.
That's really serious
stuff.
Absolutely. Some of them carry that, and it's actually a bacteria that is found in some deer ticks. And so if you know for sure that you have a deer tick that was attached to you, you might want to just get prophylaxis for the disease before you ever even have symptoms, and you can get that at the Minute Clinic. But if you start to show symptoms a couple weeks later, it would be a bullseye ring around the bite, about the size of a dime. Or if you start running a fever, certainly come in and get evaluated, because it can be treated with antibiotics, and the sooner the better to prevent some of those complications that you can get from Lyme disease.
Wow. If you have an animal, say the dog's outside and picks up a tick, and comes back, is that tick going to jump from the dog to you?
Most likely not. Well, I mean, if it's attached to the dog, definitely not.
Gotcha.
Although it does present a danger to the dog. But if it's just kind of floating in their fur, then absolutely that's a possibility.
You know, and that's interesting, too, because, you know, you talk about that's why you use all the tick preventatives on animals, because that can be a serious thing with dogs for sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, your first stop should be the Minute Clinic. That's even if you just, you know, suspect something like that. I mean, it's just great that the Minute Clinic is there.
It's so convenient. I mean, where is there not a CVS?
Well, and in Targets now, too. So,
That's right.
That's fantastic.
And I want to point out, look at MinuteClinic.com. If you don't know where one is near you, you can put in your zip code and look for one. And I wanted to also point out, we do take insurance to include TRICARE. I know we've said that on previous shows, but I wanted to make sure everyone did get that point.
And make an appointment. That's fantastic.
Online, easy.
Incredible.
Easy stuff.
We'll be back here next week with another Minute Clinic Minute from CVS and Holly Kautz and the National Defense.
This has been the National Defense, made possible by Ford. Go further. By the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. By SelectQuote. Since 1985, we shop, you save. By Subway. Get the Subway footlong sub of the day for just $6. It's a different featured footlong every day of the week. The Subway $6 footlong sub of the day. At participating restaurants, extras additional plus tax, no additional discounts or coupons apply. By PenFed Credit Union. PenFed's got great rates for everyone. By United Airlines. Proud to employ veterans across our entire airline. By CVS and the CVS Minute Clinics, the cure for the common wait. By ADT Security, for over 140 years, your first line of defense. And by Sam's Club. Sam's Club is thanking those who serve. Active and former members of the U.S. military are invited to join or renew their membership with up to $25 gift cards simply for signing up. Join or renew today. See Club for details.